When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile. And the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time. There's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
What up? This is Robert Ory.
Ory, three-pointer, buries it!
You might know me as Big Shot Bob.
To Ory for three! Oh, unbelievable! This guy is off the charts!
What's going on, Big Shot Bob?
Robert Ory from downtown!
Show number two. Everybody jamming out here on the Big Shot Bob podcast. It's the Shoot Around, our Friday bonus show. If there's ever anything you want to include on this, send it our way, man. We love to hear from people at Big Shot Bob Pod on Facebook, on Twitter, on Instagram. We're Big Shot Bob Pod at gmail.com. Of course, you can find at RK Ori, at Rob Jenners, at B Harper 90. If you want to go tag any of us in your stuff, we're happy to hear from you and see you. I wanted to start Shoot Around with something I saw online this week, and it's something called Buy or Sell. And I continued basically over the course of a week when I'm getting ready to do the show. Mm-hmm. I just gather topics and I read a lot of stuff and I see things that people are talking about. And a lot of stuff I'm like, this is bullshit. This is clickbait. So I assembled a list of things that I saw that were like clickbaity type headlines that I want to get your guys' opinion on. So we're going to do a little round of buy or sell here. I'm going to give you a topic. You just give me if you buy this or you sell it and tell me why, okay? Like, for instance, number one, clickbait headline number one, Joel Embiid is the best scorer in the NBA right now. Buy or sell? You buy that, Rob?
The best scorer?
The best scorer in the NBA right now.
I'm going to sell that.
Okay.
I still think Kevin Durant's the best scorer right now.
Yeah, I'm going to sell it too. I think there are a few guys ahead of him.
Okay. He's been a machine lately, though.
He's been an absolute beast. I just think that what Durant can do, don't get me wrong, he's been proving everybody he is an MVP candidate. So yeah. I just love Kevin Durant in that situation.
Okay. I like
it. Yeah.
All right. Buy or sell. LeBron James is no longer a top 10 player.
Sell.
Again, these are the clickbait headlines that I ignored this week.
That's a sale. I'm selling
that. That's a sell? Rob?
You know what? It's just so many other good players out there now. But I'm a sell it, though.
Okay,
just
good.
Just because of the longevity.
Harp looked like you would come through the computer.
But you know what? The problem is, it's not because he's not good. It's just because there's so many other good players in the league.
Yeah. What, is he 10? Is he 10, Rob?
He's top 10. He's top 10.
But what I'm saying is, with the hesitancy, does that mean he's 10?
He's lower on the list.
If he plays like he played against the Clippers the other night, he's top 5. If I can get that LeBron, every night. But I know you can't, though. That's my whole point.
Yeah,
it's because he can't have the energy each and every night to guard a superstar player like he did with Kawhi.
I'll put it to you like
this.
He's
a top 10 player. Yeah.
Here's the uniqueness of LeBron. If this was any other. Many people still see LeBron as the face of the league, and rightfully so. Usually when you have somebody that's the face of the league, they're undoubtedly, without a question, top 10 and even really top 5. They're really not outside of the top 3 a lot of times for most players. But LeBron is so unique, and he has such longevity and is still playing so well that even if he's not a top 5 player, the fact that he's LeBron James, he's still the face of the league.
Yeah. So where is, like, think about this. Is Steph Curry still a top 10 player?
Yes.
Yeah, I want to say yes, but I'm not sure.
You would have to. I'll have to make a list. I mean, and that's really.
So I guess at what point are you a? I guess the question is: are you a top 10 player right now, or does your legacy dictate that you're still a top 10?
I know we talking about right now. Don't look at what you did in the past. You're not going to get paid for what you did last year.
Probably not.
Yeah, because you think about it, like if I'd say name the top two players in the league right now, they ain't from the United States. No. Think about it.
Joel Embiid and Jokic.
And then you throw Giannis in there.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then you throw Luka in there.
That's all four of them. Yeah, none of them are Americans. Yeah.
Yeah. You know, so it's just hard right now because there's so many other fucking good players in this league. And that's no discredit to any of those guys. They're still good. It's just everybody has come up. You know, you look at De'Aaron Fox, you know, Booker. We didn't even mention KD. Yeah. It's so many good guys. And it's hard to say top 10 players because each and every time you sit down, you're going to remember the last game the guy had. He's going to move someone out. And then something's going to happen. You're going to move somebody.
It's legacy bias, too. Like, it's just the idea that LeBron has been so good for so long that it's like, how do you not include him? You know, how do you not put him in the top 10? Yeah. Oh, it's very tough. Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right. Clickbait headline number 3, buy or sell. The Clippers will win a title with James Harden this season.
Go ahead, Rob.
Clippers ain't winning no title. I'm selling that. I want Tyronn Lue to win a title, but the Clippers ain't winning no title this year. And it has nothing to do with James Harden. I just don't think they're
Give me a reason why, though.
You want to prove that to me.
So you look at this team. They're two. We just talked about it on the show earlier that there's too much one-on-one basketball. You know, it depend on one-on-one. And for me, I think Paul George is the best player on that team, and they don't use him enough for me. You know, he should be the guy who's getting the ball 75% of the time on that team. But he's like third, sometimes fourth fiddle now.
Yeah.
Yeah, you have to prove that. You're going to have to prove any team that James Harden is on to me. I've always said that you want to prove that to me. I've been sold that. Mm-hmm. Prove that to me. And if you prove it to me, I'll shake your hand. Sorry.
We'll see how it goes. All right, clickbait headline number 4, buy or sell. Luka Doncic is the best point guard in the NBA today.
Oh, let me think.
It's tough.
He's up there, but is he
Steph,
the
Shai Gilgeous,
best? I would still put Shai probably ahead of Luka.
I think just because of Shai's defensive capability, I move him in front of Luka. Don't get me wrong now. Offensively, Luka going to eat you up.
Oh,
but
sure.
I just think Shai is... Because he's going to give you a little bit more on the defensive end. That's why I take Shai. It's just a smidgen over Luka.
Here's the thing, and it's weird. Luka's highs are really high.
Yep.
Like when you see these stat lines from him,
he'll throw 60 on somebody.
Like when he's high, like it's really high.
Yeah.
Here's also the thing about Luka, because he takes the air out of the basketball so much. Like, some of the shots that he takes are not good. Like, he'll dribble the air out of the ball and then take sometimes the worst shot. He'll make some of them, but he'll miss some of them, too. And I'm like, bro, that's not an efficient shot. And so it's tough. I don't know.
Okay. So if you had to take him or Drew Holiday, who would you take?
I would take Luka.
That's the reason
Harp just gave us.
No, it's a trick question because it all depends on who's on your team.
Yeah.
Well, that's true, too. Yeah, I mean, we're just talking about standards. Yeah. Standalone. Mm-hmm. Like you said, you get the highs of Luka get so high that it's hard to not take him.
I mean... Okay, cool. I mean,
really, it's split the diff with a lot of these guys because it's like, they're all such great dynamic players. And they're
okay, but are you taking, I would assume, maybe because of age, you're taking Luka over Steph?
No.
Oh.
I'm taking Steph.
Okay.
Me personally.
Okay.
And it's just, It just, and it has probably just said from years of service, but when you talk about the best shooter to ever play this game versus Luka, you know, I'm taking Steph.
Yeah.
Yeah, because the circus shots that Steph throw up, almost all of them go in.
Yeah.
And even from that standpoint, with Steph being a dynamic shooter, he still is able, because of who he is and the threat that he is, he's still able to create for other people as well. Like, he creates for other guys.
I think Luka is a better creator than Steph, though.
He might be. He might be. I'm just saying, from the standpoint of, he may not be as a dynamic creator as Luka, but because of Steph's shooting ability, and because you have to account for that, his movement allows him to create for a lot of other guys. Because you got to account for Steph shooting everywhere on the floor.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Clickbait headline number 5, buy or sell. The Golden State Warriors dynasty is over.
Over.
I'll buy that. Yeah. I think, and I'm going to tell you the indicator of it. It's not Steph and it's not Draymond. It's Clay.
Clay
has not looked good. And he's talked about it. Mm-hmm. Clay ain't look good at all. And we know about Draymond, forget age. You can't even stay on the floor. And Steph is Steph, even though you've seen a little bit of regression, but Clay.
It's not the Clay.
He ain't been.
Splash Brothers, I know him Clay.
Him and Steve Kerr have had conversations. Like, he has not looked really good. And that's the indication, one of the big indications to me that, because when Clay is on, he was known as one of the best two-way players in basketball.
Yeah.
That's not the case anymore.
It's just the injuries have just
killed
him. Yeah. And you hate it because I think Clay at one point was my favorite player just because he played hard on both ends of the floor. And now he just can't do it. His body won't let him. His base is gone. Yeah.
Yeah. That's tough. And for me, I think that so much of that dynasty hinges on the three of them being the three of them.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And with Draymond out as much as he's out and the off the court stuff, man, I'm sorry, that plays a role. It doesn't, maybe not as much as the way Clay's playing now, but.
Oh, sure.
Detrimental to the whole thing.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Two more. Buy or sell. Chet Holmgren is going to win Rookie of the Year over Wemby.
Bye.
I think Rob's buying this. Rob was buying this before we started the season.
You know what they're going to do? They're going to do Jason Kidd /
They're going to split it.
They're going to split it.
I guarantee you they split it. Because, you know, and it's
why?
Gonna be, it's going to be, why? Because Wemby is the next big
He's
thing.
The hype.
He's the next big ticket.
Yeah.
But Chet Holmgren is on a winning league team. He has all the great stats.
Playing really well.
I guarantee they split it this year.
So I would assume that you believe that I think we kind of all believe this, that Wemby's going to be an all-star this year.
No.
You don't think so?
I think he's got a shot.
Yeah, he's going to be an all-star.
I don't know if it's a foregone conclusion, but.
I don't think he's going to be. Who's he going to replace? He's not been playing Ben AD.
No.
And so.
Them fans don't get him in there.
Fans can't get him in there this year, can they? I think it's up to starting five.
Oh, true.
Mm. Okay.
And so I don't, and the coaches, you know, I don't think they're putting him because AD's been killing it. You got Jokic has been killing it. That's your two bigs from the West. That's true.
Okay. All right.
I like this. We have to do this more often when I get these bullshit headlines. I will say
that rookie and sophomore game, Oh my goodness, you're talking about eyes on that game more
it's
than ever.
Be fun. Yeah.
Hey, yes. The funny part is Chet and Wimby could be on the same team.
Yeah, they are.
That's crazy.
Gonna chew it up.
Mm-hmm. Like that may be viewed as much as the actual All-Star game.
Yeah, it probably viewed more because you know they don't they play hard in the rookie game. The All-Star game.
Well, the All-Star game, dude. It's All-Star game is 700 points to 800 points. I mean, there's no such.
I really appreciate them going back to East versus West. That whole pick and shit.
I wasn't a fan of that. Mm-mm. I didn't like that either. All right, last one. Buy or sell? Donovan Mitchell will request a trade this season.
I don't seem he's that type of guy to me. It just seems like he's more of a corporate guy. He's just going to go out and do his job and make the best of his situation. I don't think he will.
I haven't heard much, especially with the trade deadline coming up.
I haven't heard much anything.
Hey, only person that should request a trade on the team is Garland because he was an all-star before Mitchell got there. Now he can't be an all-star again. Like, I want out of here. He taking all my thunder.
And the crazy thing about it is, here's the irony. They had got rid of Colin Sexton because Garland was supposed to be the guy and they wanted him to emerge. And then you go get Donovan Mitchell and he's still
He moved back. He moved back three spaces instead of one.
Yeah.
Man. All right. Well, that's my clickbait buy or sell. So I might start saving these every week and just bring you all the bullshit topics I find on the internet that I choose not to bring to the show. All right. This question comes from Kyle. Rob, do you think the NBA needs more old school trash talk? I heard Pat Bev talking about him and Van Vliet going at each other, and it was freaking awesome. I found the audio. This is from Pat Beverly's podcast. This is him talking about going against Van Vliet and how the trash talk between the two of them got each other going the whole game.
Shout out to Fred Van Vliet. That's my homie. Check it out.
We played Fred Van Vliet. And you know me, we walk in, they walking out. You know, I ain't saying no words. Fuck we talking about? You already know what's up. Fred, go talk to Reese. I walk right past. I hear Fred, damn, that's what we on. That's what we on. What the fuck, yeah, you know what's on. I literally just put you out in the play-in. So you already know what's going on. In my mind, I'm thinking like you at me. I mean, I put him out in the motherfucker playing. Oh, he going to be at my neck. He just got a new bag. Team playing well. I mean, let me lock in for this motherfucker. Fuck around, give me 30. I close out on him. Boom. Great close out. He pump fake, go left. He go left. I swing. He double pumps. Hits three. That bitch hit all net. He yell out, yeah, motherfucker. Who the fuck you talking to? Who is you talking to? Like, who is you? You know me. I'm a real assassin. From that, I took over the whole game. I literally took up from that moment, though. Fred turned me up.
But you got that offensive rebound and simultaneously kick it out. You say something to Van Vliet after that.
Fuck is you talking to?
Because people pick that up. They're like,
oh, I didn't even pick up my teammate. My teammate on the ground, laying down. He just got fouled. I walk right past. Who the fuck is you talking to? Yeah, man. Yeah, he turned me up.
And still there was a
big Houston. I own property here. I own multiple properties here. Who are you talking to?
I love Pat Bev. I could listen to him talk shit all day long.
Yeah, he a fool.
Yeah, that's great, man. But do you like the idea of that old school trash talk, man? Just like did trash talk ever get you up for your game or no?
No, trash talking didn't get me up because I probably, when you're locked in, you don't hear nobody talking. The only thing that got me up is when someone like elbowed me and then they talk trash after they elbow you, like, get the fuck out of the way, young buck, or something like that. Then it amps you up. But you have guys that talk trash and you just look at them like, dude, I'm like Kawhi. Shut the fuck up, dude. Anybody listen? I'm not stupid enough to let your trash talk get me off my game. It's just going to amp me up, you know? So. Yeah, I do wish more guys. There's not that many good trash talkers anymore because they're all friends. So they're not going to talk trash.
Yeah, well, that's a big part of it. Yeah, that's a big part of it. But I think Pat Bev, man, just he and I, you were out by the time Pat Bev was playing, right? You
guys never crossed. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. He seems like he's got that old school 90s NBA trash talk in him. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like if you cross him, forget, he can come for you. And he's going
to
come for you.
I think he had to do that because, Pat Bev was a beast in high school and at Arkansas. But then, you got to have a niche in the NBA sometimes if you short like him. And his niche was defense, trash talking, and making, irritating people.
Yeah. Oh, he's good at that. Mm-hmm. Question from John. Does Rob agree with Lamar Odom that the triangle offense can save the Lakers? Mm-hmm. For context, I said, where are you getting this from? He said, this is from TMZ. They caught up with Lamar Odom out on the street. Oh, hell if I know where they are. So you're going to hear the TMZ guy in here, but I went and found it. This is Lamar Odom saying the triangle can save him.
The offense is causing us defensive problems. I got the triangle offense right in my house.
The triangle will save him?
100%.
100%. The triangle will save him.
You know,
you played in that system.
Yeah. I have a big problem with the way offenses are ran. If you look at the league, half the teams run the same bullshit. They dribble, weave, handoff, come out, set a pick and roll. And so if you run some type of offense, you can be successful other than what everybody else runs. Because, like, we run this offense, you know, and it's like, what I know exactly where you're going to go because it's just dribble, handoff, switch, dribble, handoff, switch. So I think any offense, and I just say that for a lot of teams, there's no knock on Darvin Ham. I just think if they ran more offense and ran it through AD, they can be successful. So that's what he says, the triangle offense would help because you got guys moving at a constant basis and not just in a particular area on the floor.
Okay.
I also think you have to be and Rob, correct me if I'm wrong, from what I've heard about the triangle offense, that you have to have a basketball IQ and to be intelligent to run. And I'm not saying that the Lakers don't have intelligent players, but you have to be able to understand how that offense works and grasp that offense in order for it to be effective. And I don't know, you all had those guys to be able to lock in and do that. And obviously that was a different time period. I don't know if this Lakers team has those guys that are going to be able to grasp that offensive concept.
You know,
I could be wrong. I don't know.
You have basically, you know, you have to look down that list and everybody, you know, outside of LeBron and AD, who just naturally gifted on high IQ, that could run that offense. I think AR could because he had four years of college.
Vando.
Vando couldn't run it because he only did 1 year of college. I don't think D'Lo could do it. All the 1 year college guys, I think Rui could run it because it means a lot when you play 3 to 4 years of college because you learn something in college and you're just not playing off your talent. You learn right. How to play a system. You learn how to play with other players. And it's a big difference. And it's no knock to the one and done because LeBron didn't even go to damn college, but he could do it.
Neither did Kobe.
He had the experience, you know? And so for me, if you have a high IQ and you know how to, you know, run a system and, you know, anticipate backdoors and read situations, you'll be fine. So, but I just think one and done guys, you know, I could be wrong. I've been wrong a multitude of times that you need that experience in college. Because think about it, you get to college your first year, you ain't trying to run a system. You're trying to get buckets so you can get one and done. And in high school, I'm sure the coaches rolled a fucking ball out there and said, you know,
go
take
get
care
them.
Of us.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah. Go get them. I also think, too, it has to be the right players.
Yeah.
Because not everybody's conducive to run that kind of offense. Like, you have to not only understand it, but you got to buy into it. And I think buy-in is a big part.
Yeah.
Too.
And that's one thing I remember when Michael Finley came to the Spurs. I said, Mike, you're going to have to dumb your game down. What I mean by that, the Spurs had 60, 70, 80 fucking plays. And you couldn't backdoor or read a situation because they'd be like, no, we don't do that here. We run the fucking system. We go A, B, C, D. We don't go right. A to D. And it, for people like myself, Brent Barry, and Michael Finley, you know, who read and react and have high IQs on the court, you know, you had to, when I said dumb your game down, it don't mean in a bad way, in the sense that you had to run the system in order for it to be effective.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time. No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
All right, one more, a couple more rando topics here as we close out Shoot Around. This week we lost Sydney Morgan. You're not going to know who that name is, but you will know that she played Lacey in Caddyshack, the daughter of the judge, real beautiful girl on the, and it made me go back and watch Caddyshack because I have not watched the OG Caddyshack in a long time. And I will tell you what, when I was a kid, I didn't really appreciate it. The older you get, the more you appreciate all the subtle comedy of Caddyshack. Uh-huh. What's your favorite old school movie that you just like, man, like it holds up? Every time you go back and watch it, it holds up.
Oh, man.
I got a few
because I love Trading Places.
Trading Places is hard to hold up, though, just because of the technology. The technology alone in Trading Places is jarring. You're like, what are these car phones they're on?
Stuff like that, you know, it's just, think about it. Think about it with Trading Places. You had the ugly sweaters with him on Merry New Year.
With the train scene at the end. Yeah.
Yeah. Of course.
Dan Aykroyd in blackface, by the way, which we have not talked about.
Blazing Saddles.
Dude.
You know,
Blazing Saddles is... It is one of those movies you watch it and you realize a white man made this movie. And all you can do is go, holy crap. Like the first time I watched Django Unchained, I was like, this movie was written by a white man. My God.
But you got to realize that was written by a crazy-ass white
man.
That's
true.
Quentin Tarantino.
Let me see. Coming to America.
That was one of mine. Coming to America holds up still as good as it gets, man.
How well do you think Harlem Nights holds up?
Oh, I haven't seen all of that star power in a long time. Yeah,
with Richard Pryor.
So, you know, this is a funny story. So you know, Lila Rashan, her son played on the same team as Christian a couple of years ago. So I had the pleasure of playing cards with her. We were in Arkansas, where she's from, and it's funny how you know, you when you get comfortable with someone. It's like, as we playing spades, I'm like whooping that ass. I'm like, throw it up in the air. So she was laughing her ass off. She was like, I can't believe you said, and everybody, all the parents looking at him like, what? I said, so pussy so good, throw it up in the air. I didn't say pussy.
Yeah.
And they're like, what are you talking about? I said, you got to go check her out. You got to go to Sunshine. She's like, what? Stop. I'm like,
over the air.
Oh, man.
I'll also tell you that if you've never seen Tommy Boy, with Chris Farley and David Spade from the 90s, that movie holds up. It is funny as hell. Yeah. And it was like when those two guys were at the peak of their best, man. Tommy Boyle was a great movie.
You know what movie everybody loved that I just couldn't get into?
Go ahead.
It was set back in medieval times, and I can't think of the name of it. Damn, I just lost it.
The Princess Bride?
No.
Princess Bride holds up. Princess Bride's pretty funny.
Old school.
Princess Bride's old school. It came out in the 80s.
No, this is
even older than that. Are you talking about like a Monty
Python?
Monty Python. And the Holy Grail?
I couldn't get into that. I watched it and it wasn't good to me.
It was stupid funny. It was one of those movies that was like, it wasn't. Like, we've gotten to a point now where like a lot of the stuff that we're into, it's like smart funny. That was stupid funny. It was like, you have to laugh at the jokes because they're so dumb. Yeah, it was on the level of Black Knight with Martin Lawrence going back in time. Yes, it was on that level.
Blue Streak.
Dude, I'll tell you what. Blue Streak's pretty damn good, man. Blue Streak, I don't know if it holds up. I haven't seen it in a long time.
A new Beverly Hills Cop is coming out. You see that?
I did see that. OG Beverly Hills Cop?
Yes, OG. Yeah.
The original one? Actually, probably the first two. Not the Max first two were good. Yeah, the first two were really good. The Alphabet Bomber. Yeah. All right, last story, and we'll wrap up Shoot Around. Some guy's in serious trouble in Leeds, Alabama. He jumped into the pond at the Bass Pro Shop. No, it's not. It's not Barkley in Alabama. This dude jumped butt-ass naked into the pond at the Bass Pro Shops. You know, they have that like that whole like fishing thing over at the Bass Pro Shops. He jumped, like, climbed up into the pond and jumped in there butt-ass naked. His name's 42-year-old George Owens. That's a white guy. Performed the stunt just before closing time. He had to climb out, and he's climbing out of the tank. That tank's high up. That's no joke. He fell, hit his damn head on the wet cement floor, and they got him out of there. But I don't get Bass Pro Shops. Like, I don't understand the allure of it. I don't get the store, I guess because I'm not a hunter or an outdoors person. Is there a store that you don't?
Yeah.
I don't get it. Is there a store that you don't get?
I mean, I don't get.
When I tell you I loved, when I was a kid, I used to love Spencer's Gifts. And I still think Spencer's is fun. But I don't know. Have you walked into a Spencer's lately?
I was just in one about 3 weeks ago.
It's like R-rated now.
I had to get some.
My kid went in there looking for something. I had to turn her ass around. I was like, no, no, no. We are leaving this store right away. She's holding up a shot glass with tits on it. What is this? I was like, put that down. We are getting bacon.
I don't. That I just don't get. I'm not.
I don't get like the. Like the earth stores, like Anthropology. They sell like all the earthy shit, dream catchers and geodes and stuff. I don't get this.
Amazon pretty much can put everybody out of business.
Yeah, everybody, right? Like, so yeah.
You know what I don't get is, you know, you go in the store, you get all these shoe stores in there, you know, like Foot Locker and all these other. And I don't get Champion. I don't know how they still holding on.
Oh, dude, they're hanging on to the 90s, man.
Yeah, they're still holding on, boy.
They're hanging on to the 90s. They might as well rename themselves Robert Ory. We're just hanging on to the 90s, baby.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.